This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Little League Baseball World Series is underway in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, about 3 hours northwest of Philadelphia. This afternoon, the Taney Dragons of South Philly take on South Nashville of Tennessee. Here to help me understand what to make of this matchup and the annual series itself is Kyle Peterson, a baseball analyst for ESPN. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. Now, the Taney Dragons is the first inner-city Philly team to make it to the Little League World Series, and they're led by pitching ace Monet Davis, the 13th girl to ever play in the series. On the other hand, South Nashville is the first U.S. team to play back-to-back years in the series since 2005. Do all of these games play out like Disney movies?
Yeah, this is okay, huh? I had the Taney kids in the regionals, and so got a chance to meet most of the kids from the team and the coaches and talk with Monet a little bit, and then saw we had the game on ESPN in the regional final. It's pretty incredible.
You won't be doing the play-by-play this afternoon, but you did get to call all of Monet Davis's pitches in her shutout game that led to today's appearance. What kind of stuff does she have?
She throws hard. I mean, it's you know, for a kid at this level, if they're throwing close to 70 miles an hour because of where the mound is, it's the equivalent of a 90 to a 91 mile an hour fastball from a reaction time standpoint. The mound's 46 feet away in Little League, and Monet will get it close to 70 miles an hour. She was between 65 and 68. She threw a ton of strikes. She was extremely composed. She's a girl, and I think that's why there's been a lot of the attention that's gone on. But when you see her around her teammates and the way that those teammates react to her when she's on the mound, you can clearly tell that she's the ace of that staff.
Now, the South Tennessee team returns to the Little League World Series. They came in fourth place last year. They have two returning pitchers who are bigger and stronger than last year. Now, come on, that's not fair.
Come on, no, that's life. I mean, it's the reality is the kids from Taney can hit. And sometimes velocity can work both ways. At times, the harder it comes in can turn into the harder it goes out.
But the pitchers returning from Tennessee, they played last year, certainly having some experience in the game is going to be helpful to them.
Yeah, it could make a difference, but the reality is it can maybe help him mentally going in if you know a little bit of what to expect. But if the first two kids of the game get on base, the whole experience thing kind of goes out the window.
There are going to be a lot of people from our region watching the Little League World Series for the first time. What do they need to know about the game?
The kids are 11 to 13, so you can't turn 13 before, I believe it's May 1st. The vast majority of them are 12. The field is basically two-thirds the size of a major league field. So the mound's 46 feet, the base is 60. There are replays, so somewhat similar to what you see in Major League Baseball, a little bit different. The coaches have a set number of challenges. The event itself is an incredible event. They don't charge admission. Concessions are cheap. It's a true family kid environment, which is why it's so much fun to come do it.
And it only goes six innings.
Six innings. Six innings. Unless we're tied, then we keep playing.
And the teams that represent the regions of the U.S., they don't play the international teams. My understanding is the best U.S. team is going to play the best international team on Sunday the 24th.
Yeah, which I think is a neat way to do it. I mean, it's a true double elimination tournament on both sides. So on the international side and on the U.S. side. And then whoever wins those will play on ABC a week from this coming Sunday for the World Championship. And then the losers of the championship games will play in the consolation game. I mean, there'll be pickup games. The team from Australia weekend might grab the team from South Dakota and say, hey, let's go down the hill and play for 2 hours. The social and the cultural component of it, to me, are the biggest takeaways for all these kids.
The Taney Dragons represent an urban team. Do you see many urban teams make it to Williamsport?
We don't. I wish we saw more. Little League has made a push to try to revive a lot of baseball within the inner cities, and I know that Major League Baseball has done that through their RBI program. But you still don't see enough, and I think it's great when you see a team like Taney, because that truly is what American baseball should look like for these kids growing up.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure for these young players to perform, and you've played baseball all your life. You got into the majors. What would you say to these kids to help them stay loose and focused at the same time?
Just enjoy the experience. I mean, I think that, you know, what we find is the lead-up sometimes is where the nerves hit more as opposed to when the actual game takes over. And these are kids, and I think that sometimes we maybe overstate the other things that are going on around them, because if you hear the interaction that they have during the course of the game, it's kid conversation a lot of times. I mean, they might be talking about ice cream or who's swimming afterwards. And that's the beauty of it. So often when they get between the lines, they become kids again, and I think that's exactly what you want.
What do you love about this particular series?
to me, I mean, what I love about the Little League World Series is I got a 9-year-old who's coming in town tomorrow, and he's been talking about it for a month and a half. It's kind of turned back the clock baseball, which is a good thing. There's not a lot of places where you can go, and you can tell them, you know what, go hang out for a few hours and we'll see you. And I think that that in and of itself is just kind of a good indication of what the event itself is. It's ideal whether you're a big-time baseball fan or not.
Kyle Peterson is a baseball analyst for ESPN. Thank you for your time.
All right, good talking with you.